I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, September 27th. Earth has only one moon, one large natural satellite, but it might travel with an entourage of moon chips, bits of the moon blasted into space by impacts with asteroids. Some of the chips may share Earth's orbit around the Sun. Others become quasi-moons. They weave around the Sun in a way that looks like they're orbiting Earth. Astronomers have cataloged a dozen or more quasi-moons in recent years. The smallest is the size of a house. The largest is about 3 miles across. A recent study looked at how easy it would be to make a quasi-moon as the result of an impact. The study team simulated tens of thousands of impacts across the entire moon, at different lunar phases and with different ejection speeds. The results showed that it's pretty darned easy. Almost 7% of the simulations produced objects that share Earth's orbit, and 2% became quasi-moons. They can remain in stable orbit near Earth for thousands of years before they're kicked away. A Chinese spacecraft is scheduled to visit one of the quasi-moons next year. It'll collect a few ounces of dirt and pebbles and return them to Earth for study. That should tell us whether the object is a chip off the old moon or an interloper from elsewhere in the solar system. The moon has a bright companion tonight, Antares, the brightest star in Scorpius. It's close to the right of the moon as they drop down the western sky in early evening. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. I'm Billy Henry.